Exclusive photos, demonstrators protest Texas border buoy project. By Randy Clark on July 7, 2023. Eagle Pass, Texas, a group of open border advocates staged a protest on Friday near one of the busiest border crossing areas along the Rio Grande. About two dozen protesters chanted and unfurled signs critical of Abbott's latest border buoy project on the day materials for the barrier project arrived in Eagle Pass, Texas. One group member carried a large sign that read, "Hey Governor, shove those buoys up your butt." After organizing briefly at the entrance to a public boat ramp near the Rio Grande, the group marched several hundred yards to the banks and unfurled a large banner that read, "Defund the wall, fund our future." Other protesters, demonstrating against the installation of the floating border barrier, carried signs in Spanish that read, "El Rio es vida." This translates to "The river is life." Another sign in Spanish read, "Abbott, pura mentira," or "Abbott, pure lie." The group of protesters consisted of residents from Eagle Pass and some who traveled from Laredo to participate in the demonstration. Although the group's leadership was unclear, Maverick County Democratic Party Chair Juanita Martinez was among the group. As Texas Department of Public Safety troopers deployed under Operation Lone Star kept a watchful eye on the group, a convoy of trucks carrying the initial shipment buoys was staged along a highway outside the city, waiting for delivery instructions. Breitbart Texas reported that the governor announced the project after the passage of several border security bills during the most recent legislative session. The Cochrane USA Corporation manufactures the 1,000-foot-long structure consisting of 4-foot-wide buoys. Although the barrier will only consist of an initial 1,000 feet, Abbott told reporters at a recent signing ceremony the barrier could be moved to other border hotspots or expanded upon. The project will be funded through legislation Abbott signed into law in June, which allocates $5.1 billion for enhanced border security measures in the state. Lieutenant Chris Olivares, a spokesperson for the Texas Department of Public Safety, told Breitbart Texas the project is now underway. The installation will begin once the initial surveys of the Rio Grande are completed, and complete installation will conclude by late July. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.